Hello, Miss Wellington.
How are you?
Not bad, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Okay, I've got a... Right, so just so you know, this woman, she's driving for like 2.5 hours, right? So I got her... I said, like, look, there's a couple of options. We can do the fact find and then you can pull over and do the super breakdown, or I can just call you back and do all of it at once. She said, oh, cool, we'll just do that. So she's really nice, though, and her connection's actually pretty good.
Wait, sorry, so okay. What are we doing? Are we getting her to pull over?
Just do the fact find and then just try and get her to pull over, yeah, just to finish the super breakdown second.
Is she able to pull over first?
I asked her if she could pull over and she said, I'm on like a highway for like 20, 30 minutes, so I'm going to struggle. So I said,
okay.
Right, cool, I can do this. Even if you need to rebook her, she's really nice, like honestly, I think she's going to be just...
Okay, what's her name?
Rebecca Campbell. I've just sent the email there. Rebecca Campbell... She is 49.
Mm-hmm.
She's with Hester.
Yeah.
She's got around about 250k in there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's in WA.
In WA.
She works in the health industry, or she used to work in the health industry, so that's why she was with Hester originally.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Cool. Perfect. Hi Rebecca, thanks for waiting there.
Yeah,
okay, so I have the lovely Lily on the line now. Lily will just take over from here and just kind of run you through the next steps. But pleasure speaking to you this morning and best of luck for your results, all right?
Yep, wonderful. Thank you.
Much. Cheers.
Hi, Rebecca. You're just through to Lily. How are you?
Hi, I'm well, Lily. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. I hear that you're driving, so we're going to do it the fact find first and then the breakdown. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
That's great. Yep.
Perfect. Not a problem. Are you driving anywhere nice?
Sort of. I'm driving to Perth, but then I'm driving another 40 minutes inland, and then I'm in meetings all day. So.
Oh. So enjoy some downtime while you've got it, hey?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, just before we start, I'm just going to shoot you over my company text just so you can see where I'm calling from. It's got all our details on there. But for the fact find part, it will just be all things off the top of your head, as I'm sure Owen mentioned. You won't need anything for this. This is purely so the advisors can tailor the advice to you and also for your insurance review. So I just want to confirm that your first name is spelled R-E-B. E-C-C-A, and then last name, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lovely. And I've got you currently sitting at the age of 49. What was your date of birth?
I will be 49 in January, so my date of birth, 29 January 77.
29th of Jan 77. Lovely. And then is this your best contact number ending in 600?
That's correct, yep.
Perfect. And the email on the inquiry is beckandcaitlin07@gmail.com. Is that still the best one for you?
Yes, it is.
Amazing. And then your best home and postal address, or if they're the same. I know some people have a PO box.
Yeah, no, they're the same. Yep, 7 Lockyer
mm-hmm.
Place,
Usher. Oh, sorry, cut out a little bit there. Was it 7?
7 Lockyer Place in Usher.
And what was the postcode on that one, sorry?
6230.
Lovely. And that's the same as your postal, hey?
That's correct, yeah.
Amazing. And then your current marital status, are you married, single, de facto?
I'm married.
Married. And do you mind if I grab your partner's name?
Yep, his first name is Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E.
Perfect. And is Wayne a similar age to you, a bit older, a bit younger?
Younger, he's 42.
42, lovely. And does Wayne have a similar balance in his super? Bit more, bit less? Don't worry if you don't know.
I think he's got a little bit less.
Okay.
During COVID, so.
Okay, got it. I know it's not really dinner time conversation anyway. And then, do you have any children under the age of 18?
No.
No, okay, perfect. Well, the next couple of questions is just a little bit regarding your employment. So what is your current job title?
I'm a practice manager.
Nice. Do you enjoy it?
Some days more than others.
Yeah. I hear that a lot. Have you been doing it for long?
about 10 years, 11 years.
Oh, wow. I hope more better days than not then.
Yeah.
And then practice nurse, is that kind of like a doctor's practice, or what kind of thing does your, for example, daily roles and responsibilities, are you kind of like running a team, consulting?
Sorry, did you, I know I'm on hands-free, so it might not come through very clearly. Did you say nurse?
Because
I'm not a nurse.
Oh, no, sorry, I said your daily roles and responsibilities within your work. I said, for example, is the practice like a doctor's practice? Like a surgery kind of
GP.
Thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
A GP. Okay, so you're running the GP, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Perfect, running a GP. And then that's kind of liaising with doctors and patients, that kind of thing?
Yeah, doctors, patients, all the staff. We're part of a large corporate, so up the chain and down the chain, essentially.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah, you're probably everyone's therapist as well, hey?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then, is this solely an office-based role, or are you ever hands-on with the patients?
Oh, God, no. It's just office-based.
Okay, perfect. And then, what's the name of your current employer?
It's Forrest. Oh, my employer. God, that is complicated. Let's say 4 Health Group. So F-O-R.
4 Health.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. And then, is this currently a full-time role?
Yeah.
Lovely. And then, have you got any relevant uni or trade qualifications relating to this current role? Or is it all just experience?
No.
No. Lovely. Perfect. And then, what would be your gross income per annum? So, pre-tax, this is what the advisors will use to predict your future contributions going into your super.
I'm going to probably uppercut a little, but I think it's
90. 90? Yeah, okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Lovely. And then your household income, so you and Wayne combined, do you know roughly what that may be?
Last year's tax return put us at
210. 210, lovely. And now I'm sure this one varies, but roughly your expenditure per week. So this is including any rent or mortgage payments, any other bills, and then your day-to-day. Now, like I said, I'm sure this varies, so it can be a ballpark figure, and we can also do it monthly or fortnightly if that's a bit easier.
Give me a moment to do it in my head. It will be fortnightly.
Mm-hmm.
Is this just my share?
Yes, preferably just your share, but obviously I know a lot of couples do it together, so if we can do it together if that's easier.
We've got separate bank accounts. So we just,
okay, perfect.
Running around here, there, and everywhere between each other. It's just like just a little bit.
Mm.
If we go, let's say about $1,000 a fortnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And then, if you're in a position to do so, no problem if not, but how much could you put away in savings per week, or again, fortnightly, monthly, if you're in a position to do so?
Yeah, we're not in a position at the moment.
That's fair enough. The cost of living these days is going crazy, so we hear that more often than not, to be fair.
My husband's a Speedway driver, so currently
Oh, wow.
Speedway season, yeah, we're all over the place all the time.
Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, cool. Nice. And then your current employer, are they contributing just the standard 12% into your super, or are you getting a little bit more than that? Yeah, lovely. And are you contributing anything on top of that into your super, either pre or post-tax?
You know, I actually think I did a request that they put more into my super, but I really don't remember. I don't think it was very much.
Okay.
But I actually have, I do have another job that's coming up, so I will be contributing more, but I'm not at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what I can do, Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll make a note for the advisors, and they can give you some advice around extra contributions. They'll take a look at your current situation, and then they'll factor also in, when you have a conversation with them, that job that's coming up, and they can just kind of put in a bit of a plan with you to, if you did want to make some extra contributions.
Yep, sure.
Okay, perfect. Lovely. And then what age would you like to access your super? So the standard retirement age is 67, but when do you think you'll be in a position to retire?
Let's just stick with 67.
67 for now. Yeah. Okay, perfect. And then let's say you're 67 tomorrow. All your bills are paid. You're ready to hang up your work boots. In today's dollars, what do you think would be a comfortable income to live off week to week? So you're currently on around 500 at the moment. Would you like a similar amount? A bit more, a bit less?
Sorry. You just dropped down completely.
Oh, sorry, I'll repeat that, not a problem. So let's say you're retiring tomorrow, all your bills are paid and you're ready to hang up your work boots. In today's dollars, what do you think would be a comfortable income to live off? So you're currently on around 500 at the moment. Would you like a similar amount, a bit more, a bit less?
A similar amount would be nice.
Yeah, okay, perfect. We'll go with that for now. And then the next couple of questions are just a little bit regarding your assets and liabilities. Now, this will affect your insurances. So we'll start with your current housing situation. Are you renting? Do you have a mortgage? Do you own that property?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm still renting.
Renting, not a problem. And what are you paying for that one?
The rent on the property is $550 a week.
$550 per week. And then is that split between you and Wayne, or is it just one of you paying for that one?
Well, I pay it, but he puts money in it.
That's the other side. Okay, perfect. Yeah, not a problem. Well, it all starts adding up very quickly otherwise, hey? And then debt-wise, any car loans, personal loans, credit cards, anything like that in your name or split between the two of you?
I have a credit card.
Mhm.
And that's it.
Perfect. Do you know roughly what's left going on that one?
Too much. 5,500.
5,500. Lovely. And then, do you know what the maximum for that one would be?
My credit limit.
Yeah.
5,500.
5,500, not a problem. And then anything else regarding debt at the moment in your name?
No.
Okay, perfect. And then on the flip side, any other assets? If you own any shares, vehicles, rainy day savings, anything like that in your name or split between you and Wayne?
Well, I have my car, but I would call it an asset. It's 8 years old, so.
Yeah. Hey, it gets you from A to B. Perfect. Anything else regarding assets or liabilities at the moment?
No.
Okay, perfect. Well, the next couple of questions, again, for insurance purposes, are just a few health details. So are you currently a smoker or a vapor?
No.
No, lovely. And then just for BMI purposes, on an average, what would your height in centimetres and weight in kilograms be? Now, this can be very rough. I do apologise for having to ask that one, Rebecca. It's the worst one.
That's quite
alright.
I'm
158 kilos.
Yeah.
Centimeters. Not kilos. Yeah.
hey, no judgment. I actually just got on the scale this morning, so 82 kilos.
Perfect. Lovely. And then are you currently managing any health diagnosis? So anything physical or mental?
I don't know whether you... I had my half of my thyroid removed about 15 years ago, and I just take regular thyroid medication for it, but I've got no health issues, no.
Okay, perfect. And you're just taking that, that's the only medication you're taking is just to treat the thyroid?
Yeah, otherwise I would die. So,
okay, perfect. So let's hope you do take that then. Okay, perfect. And then have you had any major surgeries in the last 7 years? I know that one was 15 years ago, but any in the last seven?
No, none.
No. Okay, perfect. And then have you ever claimed on insurances before, such as TPD or income protection?
No.
No, lovely. And do you know roughly how much annual and sick leave you have left owing?
I've got 110 hours in sick.
Mm-hmm.
And about the same in annual.
Nice. Deserve a holiday.
Yeah. Well, Christmas, we've got a forced closure, so over Christmas period. So the managers have to take 2 weeks off. So that'll be reduced very soon. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, at least you've got a nice 2 weeks off. Hopefully you won't spend it all the time at the Speedway riding.
It'll be some of it, yeah.
And then just outside of your superannuation, do you have any external insurance policies for life insurance, TPD or income protection?
No, I don't.
No, perfect. Do you have a will in place at the moment?
No.
No. Is this something that you may want the advisors help in creating?
Not at this point, because I don't have any assets.
Yeah, not a problem.
My super would be an asset, would it not?
Your super would be an asset. Yeah, there is a thing on your super called beneficiaries. So if you have someone listed as a beneficiary, that is whoever the money does go to. So it's completely up to you if you want a will on top of that, or you just want to have one or the other. Completely self personal choice.
I don't think, unless we buy a house in the next couple of years, I don't think I need a will.
Yeah, okay, not a problem. And then have you been bankrupt or insolvent in the last 5 years?
No.
No, lovely. Well, the next couple of questions are just a little bit regarding your goals and objectives. So what is something that you would like to achieve in the next 12 months? Now, this can be financial or personal, anything at all.
Well, I would like to buy a house, but saving up for a deposit is near
nice.
Nothing.
Never yeah. Never know. The house prices are crazy at the moment, though, hey?
Oh, it's incredible. And I'd like to start studying again on a personal level.
Nice. Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'd like to, but we'll see what happens.
Nice. Have you got a specific thing that you want to go into, or are you kind of staying in the same career path?
I'm just staying in the same career path, but moving higher up the career ladder, so I'm looking for higher up the chain into the operations team. So
yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Perfect. And then same question, but 1 to 5 years. So a little bit longer time frame now. Anything that you would like to achieve in this time with this house deposit? Do you want to maybe have had in the next 5 years purchase that house or just be ready to be in more of a position to buy that house?
I'd like to buy a house within the next 5 years.
Nice. Okay. Do you have a rough budget that you're working towards or not sure just yet?
No, not sure just yet. Maybe about 12. The way house prices are now, and like our daughter's just turned 18, so I've put money into her uni as well at the moment, so probably around 700 would be what a house is going to cost us, so
whether
we decide to go for a unit because we've got my kids at home, so see what she's doing.
Gives you a bit more freedom, hey, if it's just the two of you. Yeah. Is this going to be your first property that you've bought?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Has anyone ever spoken to you about the first home ownership scheme?
Is that where I take money out of my super or something?
So it's where you use your super to help save for the deposit. If you'd like, I can make a note and the advisors can just go into a bit more detail with that for you and just kind of give you some more information around that.
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Lovely. And then that's kind of the main goal for the next 5 years then, just getting that house purchased. Hey, Rebecca, did I cut out again there?
Yeah, you did. Sorry.
Yeah. No, that's okay. That's all good. I'm not. Don't worry. I was just saying, for the next 5 years, is that kind of the main goal? Get that house purchased. Yeah. And is there anything else? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Lovely. And then retirement goals. How would you like to spend your ideal retirement? What does that kind of look like for you?
Oh God, it's so far away.
All the things you can't do now, you know, don't set an alarm, go lie on the beach all day.
Oh, I mean, the beach is beautiful here, so that would be awesome. I would love that.
Yeah,
but the whole not setting an alarm would be even better. Even my husband not setting an alarm, because his goes off at 4:30, so that would be better.
That's definitely number one priority then. Nice, so just kind of having some time, spending some kind of quality time.
Yeah, okay, lovely.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to put that, not at the speed races. And then your insurances. I know we haven't gone through your super breakdown just yet, but just regarding your insurances, as I'm sure Owen would have mentioned, the advisors will do a full review on these. Is there anything specific you would like them to target? Are you just kind of open to their recommendations? Are you wanting to make sure that the family's covered?
Yeah, I'm open to their recommendations.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then have you ever worked with a financial advisor before?
No, never.
No, okay, perfect. Well, the next couple of questions I've got just are what's called the risk profile. So there's no right or wrong answer, just in an ABC format, whichever you see is most fit. So question number one is, how would you describe your general understanding of the financial market? A, I'm experienced with all investment classes and I understand the various factors that influence performance. B, I understand that markets fluctuate up and down in value based on current events and share performance. Or C, I have average understanding, enough to know not to put all my eggs in one basket.
Yeah, C.
C, lovely. And then in respect to your super, which investment style would you be most comfortable with? High risk, high reward, medium risk, medium reward, or low risk, low reward?
Medium.
Perfect. And then if you did see a significant drop in your portfolio balance due to adverse market conditions, what would your reaction be? A, I would invest more money to take advantage of the lower share price expecting future growth. B, I would leave my investments in place and wait for performance to improve. Or C, I would seek advice from my financial advisor.
Probably C.
C, lovely. And then have you ever invested in direct shares before?
I'm going to say no because I don't know what direct shares are.
Just like shares on the stock market.
I didn't do it. How do I explain it? When I worked, before I had my daughter, as part of the bonus structure, our employer gave us shares in the company.
Okay.
And when I left the company, I just sold them, so...
Yeah, okay, perfect. I'll put yes to that one then. Yeah. Lovely. Well, the very last thing we need on my end, Rebecca, is just what's called the breakdown. Is there a safe place for you to pull over and we can run through your HESTA, or do you need me to give you a call back when you've got to your destination?
No, I can't pull over. I'm about to pass a couple of trucks,
so... Okay, definitely don't do that then. Do you know roughly how long you're going to either be able to pull over or when you got to your destination, and I can just schedule that one in?
Well, that's
going to
be tricky because I'll get there in 1.5 hours, and then I've got to check into the hotel, and then I've got to get into a car with a colleague and driving it.
Okay.
Is it possible for you to call me another day, like on Monday or something? Let's have a look on Monday.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. You're in WA, hey?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, perfect. When would be a good time, and I'll just pencil that one in?
My time? From 7:30 in the morning
will be fine. Okay, perfect. I'll book you in for 7:30. I'll only need you on your HESTA for maybe 5 minutes, and then once we've done all the hard work, so that'll be all of it.
Yep. Okay.
Perfect. Well, I'll book you in for then. I'll send you a text in the morning anyway, just to confirm. But it's been a pleasure getting to know you, Rebecca, and best of luck with your review.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
No worries. Have a safe drive and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.